Blog Talk Radio.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny.
A little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Earthing, also known as grounding, is the act of touching our body's skin directly to the earth, just like our ancestors did as they slept, sat, and walked on the ground nearly every day of their lives. This simple connection allows Earth's natural negative electrons to enter the human body, pacifying dangerous free radicals, which, if left unchecked, can cause severe damage to cells that can lead to many chronic diseases. Ground Therapy's patented process and suite of products were designed for you to experience all the benefits of grounding in your busy and modern lifestyle. And you'll experience the benefits of grounding within the safety and comfort of your home or office throughout the entire day, just as if you were touching the earth itself.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Freaks, outsiders, weirdos, the wallflowers, oddball loser, fish out of water, speak up, talk quieter. We are different. There's no arguing. It's a fact. A patchwork of flaws, we grow and adapt. We're funky, unconventional, see life through kaleidoscope eyes. In a field full of clovers, with our four leaves, we bask in blue skies. Flaws are natural. Our imperfections, our weaknesses, our scars. There is a misfit in all of us. We just have to be brave enough to embrace who we are.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop.
Alrighty, folks. Hello and welcome to this fine Saturday or Sunday if you're listening on repeat or Indiana, Mix 105 Radio, Internet Radio. This is Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle and to encourage and empower and inform people on the logistics and legalities of said lifestyle. You can find us. We have a website, barefootislegal.org. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, basically any of the social media platforms that are out there. And, I am your host, Audrey, with my co-host, Miss Phoenix.
Hello. I hope you guys are all doing great, living your best barefoot lifestyle right now. But I know with this weather being so all over the place, it's probably been a bit of a challenge for a lot of you, and also life. Life, is, I think, has been a challenge for a lot of us lately.
It's going to continue to be so with that matter.
But still wishing everybody the best.
Absolutely.
Have you had any experiences?
I have not got to really go anywhere. It's been a week, at work. We've been getting ready for different, like, evaluations and checks and things that are coming up, as well as different events we've been hosting at our school for our students and families. So I've been mostly home. I did last Sunday had to go get a new computer because I dropped my computer in a puddle, and like I really really liked that one, and there was nothing wrong with it until I dropped it in the water. We drove almost an hour to find a store that had one just like it, had the same model and everything, because they're phasing it out apparently. I've had it so long, they're going on the new one. I'm like, yeah, but this one has, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Like, and I'm not a tech girl, I don't like technology. So like, to actually find a computer, not just that, like, works for me, but that, like, I like, is pretty fantastic, right? Mm-hmm. So they were saying I could order it and have it, you know, it would, like, some such, like, Tuesday to get in, but I had to do my lesson plan, so I'm like, that weekend. So I'm like, no, I need it, like, today.
Yeah.
The only store that had one in stock was, it was, like, 50 minutes away. And my husband's like, well, let's go get it. You like it? It's like, he was like totally like gung-ho, like, let's go get the one you want. I don't want to spend money on something you don't want and have you hate it.
Well, and you're comfortable with like the functionality.
I am.
You know, and I feel like that's the biggest thing, especially as neurodivergent people. It's like, once we find something that's functional, it's like, if it's not broken, don't fix
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And unfortunately, I broke the I broke it. I broke it good. I mean, you know, water will do that to an electronics folks if you didn't know, you know. But, yeah, so it was just, I didn't know it was leaning on the car door when I opened it, it waterlogged it, and we tried to dry it out. We took it apart. He even took, because he's, like, handyman with everything. He took it apart we dried it, like, with a hair dryer and everything. He made sure there was no water left in it, but apparently, you know, damage is done. There's nothing we can do about it. So, but it's nice to have the new one. So, you know, I know what I'm doing. I just have to resave everything in this one, all the passwords and everything I already had saved. So I'm like, oh, I hope they're saved in my phone, because if they're not saved in my phone, then I don't even know what they are. But, you know... So, yeah, let's just cross our fingers, hope for this. But no, that was to say, I've said all that to say this. That particular Best Buy was like, well, the first one we went to close to us, the guy tried to tell me, okay, I'm sorry. The guy was like, you know, I went straight to it. I was like, this is what I want. And he's like, well, we don't have any stock. He goes, well, it just came out. And I looked at him, I said, well, no, it didn't. That's not right. And he's trying to convince me that this particular computer literally just came out, like, within the last couple months, right?
Even though I've had it for, like, over a year.
I've had it for almost 3 years.
Wow.
I'm like, I just looked at him and said, no, I didn't. And he was real offended, and, like, he was male butt hurt, okay? And, like, my husband, he wouldn't talk to me. He was talking to my husband. because here I am, you know, a little barefoot female here. I don't know nothing, right? Which I might not know much about electronics, but I know that's the computer I want. I know that much.
The computer that you had for 3 years.
And it's the one that I'm saying the yes or no to, whether or not we're getting it, because it's my computer. So, like, he starts talking to my husband instead of me, which that just set me off. So he just walked away. He didn't say a word to him. He didn't say a word to him. He just smiled and just walked away. He's like, you ain't talking to me. He knows better.
Yeah.
Like, I still was trying to make me. I looked at him and said, no, it's not. And anyway, and then so another guy come up, and he was like, I repeated with the guy. So I said, he's trying to tell me this is a brand new computer that just came out. And he's like, no, it's not. I said, that's what I said. Because I had the same one that I just dropped in a bottle.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and he was like, the one woman, like, you could tell she wanted to say something about my feet. She kept looking down at him all disgusted, but she couldn't say something, apparently. Or she was afraid of me. I don't know. But, yeah, so that was, like, you could tell they were, like, they kept looking down, like, I'm like, that's not what makes the purchase. My feet aren't going to pull a credit card out, so you might want to focus on that. But, anyway, it was just frustrating. That was mainly because they talked to me like I was stupid. But, where else did I go? I did go one other place. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, I don't remember. It was somewhere, but there was no issues, so that's probably why it's not, like, stuck in my brain. There's no problems. Like, I'm honestly, it's funny because, like, I used to get people trying to say stuff to me, like, all the time, right? And it's just to the point where it just got old. And now, lately, it actually takes me by surprise again when someone tries to say something because, like, since COVID hit, and everyone's so worried about, like, face masks and, like, their own freedoms regarding masks and whatever. It's like something's clicked in people's heads finally that, like, oh, that's a personal freedom. I feel, and this is just my experience. I'm not saying it's that way across the border for everybody, but it seems like people are less concerned about the bare feet now than they were before the whole COVID and mask thing.
Well, and it seems, though, too, we have to think about, you know, things that happened last year, like the overturn of Roe v. Wade, regardless of how you feel about that or what your opinion is on that. I think that was also kind of like a shock to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
They got them wondering, like,
what's next?
Yeah, like, what's next? What's going on here?
What,
like,
freedoms are you willing to give up for the sake of security?
Yeah.
None of them.
Especially, because, you know, regardless of how you feel about abortion rights or anything, there are instances where it is life-saving. It is health care.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people that have been left to suffer, even fetuses that have been left to suffer.
Well, here's the thing, too. It's like
this. Deny of actual medical care because
mm-hmm.
of people's opinions on it.
Right. Well, and it seems to me, too, it's like the whole, like, system. Once, like, doctors got wise, got hip, got woke, whatever, and decided that, oh, we don't need to ask the husband for permission for certain things anymore, for the wife. Like, that's not been, like, common practice for a while. Like, I don't know. And, again, in my personal case, like, even my – when I had to go have a hysterectomy and my husband, he was just there supportive asking questions and she took it the wrong way. We worked it out. It doesn't matter. But she looked at me and said, well, she straight told her, well, it's her choice, not yours. Anyway, you can imagine the blow. But anyway, we worked that out. Like, he wasn't saying what she thought he was saying. But it's like since they're
probably used to seeing
exactly.
That.
And like, since they've gotten more like listening to the woman in the woman's body instead of asking the husband if it's okay.
Yeah.
That now it's like, oh, Congress or whatever is like, oh, well, we got to stop that again. Let's do it with, and that's my whole opinion on it. Whatever the reason is or whatever the situation is, that's what's happening in my opinion. Is they're like, oh, well, we got to get the power back.
Yeah.
You know, we got to have a say so, and these people will never meet.
Yeah.
But anyway, I don't want to get too political on the show because that's not what we're here for, even though.
It's kind of hard not
kind of what we're here for.
You're talking about barefoot, right?
Yeah, but
it kind of puts us in a weird gray area.
And let's say this. If you all have any questions about the subject we just discussed, you can private message us and we'll discuss it. And we'll discuss it further that way. Deal?
Deal.
How's that sound to you, Miss Phoenix? Just so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, well, we're not discussing it on the show. I don't want to. Yeah, it's hard. It's hard because technically you were talking about our freedoms, and it is a political thing.
Well, it's hard not to bring it up because, well, first of all, we are women with uteruses, and we...
I'm a former uterus owner, but yeah.
Oh, well, sorry.
I had one for a long time.
My bad. You know, see, and the thing too is, like, to me, when with you having four
yeah.
kids in my brain, I'm like, oh, uterus. And but I yeah. know you still got it.
I do still have an ovary.
Okay. You know, but you don't even have you.
But everybody wanted to know that.
Former uterus owner, anyways, with
right.
four children that has, you know, birthed them into this world.
Yeah.
And is where you're coming from. And, you know, I am a 21-year-old uterus having woman, you know? So, and it's hard not to bring things like this up, especially, you know, we don't talk about our, you know, reproductive health side, or like the side of our health issues on here as much as, like, you know, we talk about like our muscles,
right.
our joints, but I have also found that barefooting does help a lot with my endometriosis symptoms. So they're really good for menstruation as well. But also some people have different hormonal imbalances and different body sensory issues that even if you have the same condition or similar conditions, you can still be showing symptoms in a wide range of ways. But I still recommend giving barefooting a try. Research has shown that barefooting helps with like arthritis in different conditions with decreasing the swelling and inflammation in
yeah.
the body. And I feel like the same can be said for when I'm on my period. And I've had at least one friend that has tried it, and she says that it does also help her on her period. And so I think it's also like really important to keep in mind that there's nothing necessarily ew or dirty or gross about uteruses, about periods. It is a natural thing. It is a natural biological thing.
Yeah.
And we really need to kind of just cut the crap with the just negative views on it.
No, it's not even necessary. It's like people need to be properly educated.
Well, yeah.
On that.
That's what I mean. Cut the crap. Like,
yeah.
Rhetoric, the opinions that. Especially the opinions that are coming from people that do not have uteruses or have never had a uterus.
Or never took the time to learn what it does.
Yeah.
Same ones that are, never mind, I'm not going to say that on there.
But
never mind. Mm-mm.
You know, and so it is a system in our body that we can't ignore or
control.
Like it doesn't exist and police. Because for me, healing a lot of my physical issues, you know, I talked about how, like, barefooting has helped me heal my body. Barefooting is part of my spiritual journey. It's been a part of my autism journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's been
a huge part of my life. Like,
and we are complex systems. And that is something I actually did want to bring up today in general. Didn't even really mean to talk about the menstruation thing, but I also, you know, I was on my period last week, and I know some people might find that TMI, but during
that's kind of how our show goes, though. We usually have stuff that we plan to talk about. And then there's what we actually talk about. Anybody that listens to our show, I think you could say you're kind of used to that by now, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how we go. Like, I have lots of plans on what I want to say today, actually, but as soon as it hits go, I'm like, I don't know. I forget.
Well, and even during last week's radio show, you know, I was on my period, but I was realizing during this week just how much barefooting really does help with,
mm-hmm.
you know, like my period symptoms as somebody that has endometriosis, and I do have, you know, a lot of like hormonal mood swing issues during my period that I'm, you know, still working on getting further diagnosed. I've been doing more extra hormone tests here soon. But I really did find that it helped a lot with the pain, the inflammation. As somebody that has scoliosis and osteoarthritis in my hip, pelvic region, in my tailbone region, the inflammation, especially with having endometriosis on my period, can make those issues with the inflammation and the pain and just other dysfunctions with, like, my movement and whatnot. It you know, can cause us to escalate, but I found that being able to barefoot really helps, especially barefooting in, like, more earthy settings. For me, like, mud or grass or, like, a dirt path, being able to sit, or, yeah, like, even sitting on rocks. Like, I definitely feel more so with, like, natural rocks, you know what I mean? Like, when you're out in nature and sitting
not
on rocks.
Not like concrete.
Exactly. Yeah, and so sometimes I don't always...
I mean, in a pinch, like, a concrete pinch will
do. And some people also do prefer, you know, concrete as well, and, you know, we all have our own preferences, but for me, like, being more connected to the earth or even water, and at one point when I went out, you know, it was a warmer day. I can't remember what day exactly.
We actually got some nice weather a couple days
later. We did.
I was super bummed because most of the days is by the time I got out of work is when it started getting cold again. I was like, you stupid Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we got some nice days. I got to get the kids out a few times. It was great.
Yeah, but even on, like, one of my hikes, I was able to put my feet in the water, and I feel like the water wasn't, like, too cold or anything. It definitely wasn't warm, but it was, like, kind of, like, almost like ice. Like an ice bath type thing in nature where it really, like, the cold would kind of help with some inflammation just enough that it really did help with my symptoms. So if you're somebody that has, you know, a lot of pain and adverse symptoms during your period, like, I would try barefooting. Obviously, it's all over the place, like, symptom-wise, so I'm not saying that it's going to be a magic cure-all, or that's going to be something that works overnight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the healing, I've talked about how you have to, you know, heal with your body, because there's research that is, you know, come out in the last 5 years and is still coming out and still developing to show that our bodies do experience emotions before our mind does.
Mm-hmm.
And so we feel our emotions and things physically before we're even mentally aware of them. Even if it's just like a split second in terms of the separation of mental awareness, our bodies are still feeling them first.
Yeah, it's kind of like when you get a vibe, that's basically, honestly, that's basically essentially what it is.
Well, and people also forget, and, like, I'm not a fully licensed therapist by any means, but I do have an associate degree in psychology.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we talked about a lot is just, like, you know, you have your central nervous system, you also have your parasympathetic nervous system. And
it's part of child development too.
Yeah, and a lot of that thing, those things are happening unconsciously. Like, your heart is beating unconsciously. You don't have to think about that.
Well,
in most cases anyway. For a healthy, typical body, you know, your heart beats on its own automatically. Your breathing, it does it on its own automatically. These are things that you don't have to consciously think of.
Right.
Your body is digesting food, you know, without you having to actually sit and think about it. And also, too, when we're in fight or flight situations, and also two other trauma responses that can happen, though, within fight or flight are also fawning and freeze.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to throw those out there because I know a lot of women are more so do experience the fawning and freeze, and it's not talked about enough.
Yeah.
But I won't really get into that, but I do like at least mentioning them if people want to look into them on their own. But a lot of those fight or flight situations, you have all these hormones with your body to help increase mental alertness and alertness to stimulation.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you have all this increased hormones running through you and they're pushing this increased mental awareness, a lot of the times you are subconsciously and unconsciously picking up on so much more than you're even consciously aware of. And that's why a lot of times, like, and I can even say from experience, when you're in a traumatic fight or flight situation, like, you don't think consciously, your body takes over. It's like a whole different part of your mind takes over, and you just get out, you just do it, and you're like, I don't know what happened, time was non-existent, like, I don't know it. After the fact, when you're processing and trying to work through what happened, whether it's a day later or years later, you start realizing all these things that you never realized in that moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's kind of like what we talk about, like in our child development, it's the brain state. We go with survival, emotional, and executive. And then it's like the survival is like, am I safe? Emotional is, you know, am I loved? It's the question it asks. And then executive is like, what can I learn from this? And a lot of times it's like, you know, like when you get overwhelmed.
Well,
yeah. And executive is like where typical grown-ups are. You know, we can actually think through things, focus on things, what can we learn? But like even as an adult, you can get so overwhelmed, you fall back into your emotional state where you reply with like, or even your survival state. And like, that's when you get to the, you know, basically temper tantrums and acting, you know, quote unquote immature.
Yeah.
But it's just,
I found this on the web.
I know, I like, and I screenshot every time she hears me. I'm like, oh, what did you hear now? It's usually something wrong,
but I think people forget that our head space and our heart space, they are different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, there are still, like, two very important parts that make us up,
mm-hmm.
and yes, we shouldn't, like, create a system where it's, like, we only allow one over the other because we're all different people. Some of us are more logical over emotions.
Well, I think everyone, I think, has experienced a situation where it's like, I know this is right in my brain, but I feel like I want to do this, or I feel like it should be like this, or I feel like it's actually like this, but my head knows different than my feelings, and usually it's in my heart. You know, and that's exactly what that is. It's like, you know, trying to distinguish, wait, which one of these is more accurate, right, in the situation.
And think about, too, I've noticed, too, paying attention to what kind of context, especially when you're being there for somebody in an interpersonal relationship where they're saying, well, I think, or, well, I just feel, or I feel like, or I think that, you know, paying attention to those language. And even for me, like, I am a very empathetic person, and I very so value emotions in the heart, but I do slightly value logic over emotion. But also for me as an autistic person, like realizing that I do tend to look at things very logically.
Well, not
that
it's the logic that will help settle your emotions.
And I'm also very empathetic. Well, and most people too with autism, we're very logical, systematic, dogmatic, pragmatic even. But we're also very empathetic. Now, obviously, it's a spectrum, and empathy can even vary. The logicalness can even vary.
Right.
But we're also, you know, known as being very hypersensitive. And when we experience our emotions, we experience them much more intensely than other people.
Right.
But also, in general, realizing that, like, I am a more logical person. When my friends who are more emotional people, and I had a conversation with a friend where, you know, we were thanking each other for the different things that we bring into the relationship and how we're different, also understanding people more. And so it's not that our interactions with each other overwhelm each other, anything even healing. Like, I've shown her that you can be validated by logic, especially for me as, like, being a psych major, and, like, now that I, you know, like, have my associate's degree at least so far, she would talk about all these emotions, talk about, like, a pattern, you know, something, like, kind of trauma she's been through.
Yeah.
And I'm able to explain it logically and intellectually, but I'm still validating her.
Yeah.
Well, in her experience before, it was, like, always being invalidated by logical people because they're just like, well, you're too emotional, where they completely dismiss it. Well, for me, I was always... my emotions were always dismissed. Not like always, you know what I mean? Like, that was always something I had struggled with.
Yeah.
And having a lot of people that would dismiss them in general, or when they were emotional, it was explosive. It wasn't good emotions. Like, I kind of had believed that emotions were a dangerous thing, that they were something somebody could use against you, that you know, like, they were a tool of control.
Yeah.
And But she's, you know, kind of like taught me within our friendship that, like, no, you can be safe and validated emotionally. To me, the way I look at everything and validating it through science more than she does, you know, she's able to pull me back into my heart space and validate me just by through the emotional aspect. And, but at the same time, I can be overwhelmed for too long of heavy emotional things. Like, I can be there for you. I can talk to you through your problems. But I'm going to kind of, but I am more better suited at being that friend that's going to fix it or help you solve a solution or help validate you through logic, kind of help you look at it in a new way, but I can still validate your emotions. I may not be the best at being super emotional for long periods of time because I can burn out more quickly in that department than with my mind. But for my friend, she's like, you really bring, like, the structure to things. And that's kind of like, and if you think about it, with autism, a lot of us, and it is Autism Awareness and Autism Acceptance Month, so this is April, folks. But anyway, she was talking about how, like, I bring the structure, but I was also going to say that, like, autism, a lot of it, the things that people don't understand about us is we need structure. It may not be a structure that makes sense to everybody else.
Right.
It often goes against the neurotypical capitalistic structure that we currently have, but we are very logical. We have our own structure and our own system, and I often tend to bring structure into things, and that's something that people around me love. But at the same time, my friend who I'm talking about who's more emotional, she's like, sometimes though I can get overwhelmed trying to think about things structurally for long periods of time, just like how I can struggle to look at things emotionally for long periods of time.
Right.
But we're still able to provide that balance. And so, you know, I've noticed through my own interpersonal relationships as well as, you know, my, like, psych background in college, that we all are very different people. We experience emotions on different levels and different intensities, different ways. We express them, work through them, process them. We are all very complex beings. We're all complex systems. And you can't dismiss the heart. You can't dismiss the mind. You can't dismiss the physical body. You can't
dismiss the spiritual body or the energy. Everything is included in all of it. And that's what, you know, that's just, you know, talking about how people are, like you said, either they're too emotional or too logical. It's like, well, I'm not asking you, like, throw temper tantrums or be like Spock where you can't, you know,
have any emotion.
Any emotion at all, but or like show you have emotions.
Really?
Like, with
like
show
like
and
robotic emotion. Almost even.
Even Spock had emotions, but he just didn't show them. Yes, I'm a nerd.
Yeah. Well, we all do have emotions, you know, I mean, like fitting into that like robotic presentation.
Right, right. So it's like There's got to be a happy medium, and that's where, you know, things like you said, like different friendships and whatnot come into play to help us get there.
Well, all of my friends that I have, I am so grateful for it. It's where I am now in my life because they all help me grow and look at things differently in ways that help me grow and that I need, but I do the same for them, and it's not in a codependent way. But it's in a genuinely, like, healthy equilibrium kind of way that we need to strive for. And I hope that, like, you know, talking about this helps other people think about equilibrium in their own life. But even with barefooting, there are different aspects of where how it helps with mental health and overstimulation. And overstimulation can be a physical sensory thing, but a lot of times it is a mental thing. But barefooting has also helped me with emotional regulation in general, with understanding my emotions, helping me step into my heart space or discard extra weight that I need to let go of. But it's also helped with, like, my spiritual journey. It's also helped with, like, even with my reproductive endometriosis issues and my menstrual cycle, barefooting then helps. Like, we are very complex organisms. We're very complex systems. I mean, look at our solar system. Each planet is its own planet. But they're all working together. They're all moving together, and space is constantly changing and evolving and altering around us and within our solar system and within others. And there's evidence that new solar systems are actively being created.
Right.
And so things are changing. And it's a complex system to think about our bodies. Things are constantly changing. We have our experiences. We have our own timelines. that we're, you know, existing within our own life. And, you know, you have to think, like, the planets, they're all functioning on a timeline where they're always changing and things are evolving. Things aren't set in stone.
Right.
And so it is a very complex system where changes can occur. But each planet is still its own planet, its own domain, and
its own function.
Yeah, it's own, I don't know, it's its own body, you know? Like, I don't know how to explain, because, like, they're called planetary bodies or, like, celestial bodies.
Yeah.
They're their own entities, as in that can mean just sense of, like, you know, like, entity as in any object. Like, my desk, referring to that as an entity, or my couch, you know, or you could look at, or for some people, depending on your spiritual beliefs, you could look at those more as entities in a more divine way. But they're their own separate things. But if we were to just randomly have one of our planets blown up in our solar system,
yeah,
that would cause so much dysfunction to occur, because it is taking billions of years for our solar system to evolve into what it is. Earth, being what it is now, took billions of years. And for something to just randomly be taken out like that, those forces that are working together so smoothly would be disrupted.
Like if you lose, like if one of us were to lose an organ.
Yeah, and we would also think of it as like that disruption, say if Mars got blown up, that disruption would be like a, like you said, cutting your arm off, that same disruption that would cause to our central nervous system. Think about the solar system and its operating and functioning forces that are working together and even working against each other, but against each other in a sense of like equilibrium, balance,
right.
Not necessarily as in like opposition, like conflict. If these things would have, you know, a dysfunction within the orbital patterns, for example, that would be similar to a dysfunction within our central nervous system, where we're going to start kind of shutting down, or certain systems could shut down, or certain systems can become overactive, and this is going to cause a disruption. So all of these planets are their own entity, their own being, their own body, but they all are working together within a complex organizational system. And you could even think of our solar system as a complex organism. Well, we're complex organisms. So those planets, that, you know, the analogy to carry over to our own bodies would be like our head space, our heart space, our physical space and physical body, our spiritual body, or like our soul, and then like electromagnetic fields, so the electromagnetic energy, or EMF. And I hope that's making sense, but it's like these are all very important structures. Your mind is an important structure. Your heart is an important structure. And I think of your feet as being magnetic, because the earth is magnetic and they connect us to the earth. Well, our crown is more electrical, but even our hearts, science now shows that our hearts are actually more electrical than our minds even are. But, like, our heads are more, I feel like, connected to the sun with that that relationship of electromagnetic energy, while our feet, the things that ground us and anchor us to the earth, and there is research behind these things, are definitely more so at magnetic, I feel like, because they're that, like, anchor point to the earth. Magnetism. But you have to think, like, we have all these different facets of who we are, these different dimensions. You could think of, you know, Venus versus Earth being different dimensions, just like your mind versus your heart are different dimensions, or like your physical body versus your heart could be different dimensions, as in like your heart space and your emotions rather than the physical heart. But all of these are just as important. And it's also up to us for us to decide what is more important. We all have our own things that we rank more important, or we have certain things that we individually need more of compared to someone else, or things that we individually need less of compared to someone else.
Right.
So we are all complex structures and organisms. We don't all think the same way. We don't all feel the same way. We don't all rank things in importance the same way either.
Right. Everyone's priorities are different.
And so we need to just be empathetic and listen to each other and figure out, like, what the other person needs and how we can be in equilibrium in our relationship rather than this whole takers versus givers mentality even that we see so heavily. And as I said, respect other people's needs because we have mental needs, we have emotional needs, we have physical needs, we have philosophical needs even, like, you know, being intellectual versus philosophical can be different.
Mm-hmm.
And but even like those electromagnetic fields are different than the hormonal aspect of our physical body. So even there's different branches of physicality, just as there is a mental structures.
Yeah, that's true.
But all of these structures are important and crucial to who we are. So it's okay for someone to be more emotional than you. It's okay for somebody to be have more, like, say, physical touch needs more than you, because, some people are like, some people are like, oh, I'm not a hugger, I don't want to hug, and just, like, don't like that. Well, other people are like, oh, I'm such a hugger, you know what I mean? Even that, like, we have different needs within physical touch, within intellectual love and connection, as well as just emotional sharing.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be different. But your feet, which are the thing that anchors you and anchors your electrical energy to the earth and helps balance with electrical disruption. And there is research behind it. If you go to Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, the spot in the bio link, there's a link tree link, and there's like links to the show, there's links to more of their social medias, but there's also links to different videos and readings that you guys can look into on electromagnetic research, and we are putting more together. There is research behind that this is, you know, a real thing. These electromagnetic forces, these are real forces, and they are interacting, and they do affect our body, and there are health consequences to having too much electrical energy, and there are health benefits to anchoring that electrical energy through the earth, through barefooting or grounding. And we also do have these electromagnetic fields, and we all are going to have our own different balances and disruptions as well. Barefooting may have a much more crucial role for one person than another person. But also, barefooting is crucial for different people in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
There are no laws or health codes against barefooting in public spaces. Barefooting is a protected right. People barefoot for spiritual reasons, religious reasons, cultural reasons, mental health reasons, for being neurodivergent with like ADHD, autism, and other conditions. People also barefoot for physical health issues. It can help with heart issues. It can also help with, It can help with heart issues, but it can also help with like nerve and muscle issues.
Nerve and muscle.
Which I can definitely testify to with my own personal experiences with health. Like, we are complex organisms, and barefooting can help us in all kinds of different ways. We got picked up by Mix 105 Indie Internet Radio, because the coordinator guy, Austin, and this is information he shared, so it's not like we're, you know, violating any confidentiality or anything, but he was having issues with panic attacks, and when he was talking to his therapist about it, she recommended trying barefooting during his panic attack or when he starts to feel one on set, and it helped tremendously with that for him. And it's really nice, you know, for us too, to see that our organization resonated and what we do here resonated with someone enough that it led to us getting picked up by Mix 105 Indie Internet Radio as well, because he came across us after, you know, getting into, you know, barefooting to help alleviate
researching
impact and researching it more. So there are a lot of reasons why barefooting could help you.
Mm-hmm. That is true story.
I think we need to run a quick
ad break.
It
looks like we may or may not have a call. I'm not sure what's happening. My computer, it's a new computer. I'm trying to figure this one out, too. Even though it's the same thing, it's so different. But
it doesn't always update. I'm always waiting for the
exact same
thing.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to run an ad break, and then I'm going to see if I can figure out what's happening during said ad break. And we will be back in a few minutes.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Of all the grounding studies, the one that really got our attention is called Electric Grounding Improves Vagal Tone in Preterm Infants. In the study, 26 premature babies in an NICU were connected to grounding wires. The heart rates of the grounded infants stabilized, and their vagal tone, a critical measure of infant health, increased by 67% with grounding.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Hello, everyone. I want to introduce you to our friends at Marty.com. At Marty, you can stock up on all your pantry items and other household items for way, way cheaper than traditional grocery stores. I like that most of the items are organic. Also, I really dig their 1 cent deal of the day. It changes every single day. I recently snagged a 10-ounce bag of dog treats for Chewbacca for a penny. Normally they sell on their site for $7.99. With the upcoming fruit shortages, this is my favorite place to stock up on canned goods. If you live in the mountain or Pacific time zones, you need to get with Marty.com. MARTIE.com. Look for our link on our FreedomizerRadio.com website and get a $10 free just because I told you to go there. Marty.com. Great deals, good feels.
Hey everyone, Proof here again. I want to let you know that you want to protect yourself against this upcoming food shortage that's about to happen. I know with all this COVID stuff that growing your own food is going to be extremely important right now. So I want to introduce you to my friends over at groundwithagarden.com, and you can get yourself hooked up with a vertical garden that you can grow inside or outside of your house. So if you have a back patio or you don't have room outside, you can grow in either way. And I have a bunch of stuff growing on mine. I have pictures to share. I love this thing. This is the best garden and most successful that I've ever had for gardening for my own self. So let me give you the website again, groundwithagarden.com. That's groundwithagarden.com.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Barefoot is Legal Radio. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the rights and legalities of living the barefoot lifestyle. We are across pretty much every social media platform, or even, you know, just quick Google search, Barefoot is Legal, and you can find us. I am the host, Audrey, with my co-host, Ms. Phoenix. And we've been discussing a lot of different aspects on how barefooting can help and treating the person in a holistic way, as in the whole person. It looks like I'm trying to make sure I do this right. Looks like we have someone who's trying to call in. Let me see if I can pull them on. Hello, caller.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
can you
I can hear you. I can hear you. Just the phones are going like in and out.
That's unfortunately just part of phones, I think.
It's okay.
Is that you, Kevin?
Yeah, that's me. I have returned.
I thought that was your number. How you been?
Well, let's just say that I've been gone for 2 months because of the Navy. We had to go down to the South America area to do some operations. So basically, it was very, very, very little time off. You know, so even when we did pull into a one of those countries and had some off time to go, you know, buy some food and see some sights and all that other kind of stuff. To be honest,
yeah.
I kept my shoes on just because, you know, the persons or personnel that was with me, you know, it almost kind of like, well, number one, didn't want to make them feel like uncomfortable or whatever. Number two, we're not in another country, so I guess we'll have to be extremely extra careful with that, or maybe I'm just being paranoid, whatever the case may be. I pretty much kept my shoes on, you know, and just
right.
Like everybody, everybody in the group. I mean, I still own pairs of shoes. So now that we finally got back a couple of days earlier this week, and
mm-hmm.
it just felt so nice to it just felt so nice to actually kick them off. So took a trip to the bank, I believe it was, to the bank.
Yeah.
It was Family Dollar, Walmart, and just the same old usual places. So it felt wonderful, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah.
It felt extremely, extremely wonderful.
Good.
Especially enjoying this spring, spring Florida weather, which is a plus.
Right.
So
no doubt.
So for, I know her well into spring, but I would think that some of those states up north is probably the snow probably hasn't melted yet. So you know, they got to deal with that.
Yeah, that's awesome that you're able to get barefoot.
Yeah, for real. I can't imagine how hard that's been.
Yeah, I just got back from the movies. And you know, and it amazes your phone is going in and out. I'm not sure if it's my phone or not, but everything's going in and out.
Oh, I don't know. I hear you fine on my end, so I don't know.
Yeah, we'll get through it, though. So it's amazing. Matter of fact, when I went in to the bank, or went up to the teller, of course, one of the other representatives who works at the booth, the inside of the booth, whatever you want to call it, you know. And of course, I got shorts on, you know, and it's obvious, right, that my feet are in clear view. And it's like, he asked me, do I need help with something? I'm like, you know, I need blah, 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 blah. You know, and he acted like he didn't notice my feet. So I'm like, all right, cool. But yeah, he completely acted like he didn't even see him or notice or whatever the case may be. So I'm like, isn't that how every person who goes barefoot should be treated?
Absolutely.
You know, it's like, act like you don't pay attention to the feet. Worry about helping the customer out.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
That's exactly how it should be. Yeah.
So going to the bank, never been a problem. Going into... Family Dollar. I mean, I haven't had no problem at Family Dollar, you know. But then my mind tells me it's probably one of those hit and miss places. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
The movies, they don't really. I don't think they really care. They don't
no.
know. Nobody stops you at the movies.
No.
You know,
not usually.
So, oh no. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I'll make that post in a few minutes. But other than that, it's just glad to be back.
Yeah, and I don't have too many issues going many places anymore, I've noticed. It's just, I don't know, it just seems like it's not a big deal to people anymore, I think. Some places... you still might run into something, but not like it used to be a couple years ago even.
I also think people just have so much bigger problems now. Like, and not saying that, like, oh, like, people from a couple years ago, like, their problems weren't valid, but I feel like there's just so much happening, so much more out in the open now.
Yeah.
And with such higher rates that a lot of people are just, especially after having a pandemic, people are just like, why? Why care about stuff that doesn't affect me or concern me at the end of the day?
Right.
There are bigger fish to fry. I feel like
I have other stuff to worry about.
And I know you brought up, like, you know, COVID earlier, and now I kind of thought of it more, too. Thing about it, too, I feel like lockdown just allowed a lot of people to really have to, like, sit and just be themselves and deal with themselves and process things in ways that they haven't for a really long time or been able to, that I think a lot of people are just able to really reevaluate their priorities during COVID lockdown. And I think a lot of people are just like, I'm done. I'm, you know, like, why does it matter? Like, I think a lot of people are definitely moving away from a lot of social expectations and moving more towards.
I've even noticed, like, business casual has become more relaxed than it used to be. Like, it's not at, like, even just, like, the way you dress at work, a lot of places I've been, they're, like, not as gung-ho for being, you know, super professional or super dressed up all the time. Like, it's kind of like, you know, it's just a lot of things, I think, as far as dress code, have become more relaxed. Because ain't nobody wanting to go back to wearing pants after being in lockdown for so many months. But I think it's still really hit or miss because the people that are so bothered by it, I feel like anymore, are the people that are really bothered by it.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? I feel like most people, like, have been able to really sit and think about, like, the propaganda of it, the propaganda of anti-barefooting stuff,
really,
because it did start as propaganda, and it still is, and so, like, people have been able to really, like, sit and think on stuff like that in general, but the people that it's so ingrained into them that are really, I hate to say it, but the problem, those are the ones that we're really just seeing now more than anything.
Yeah.
But also, even if you're dealing with people like that that are just the problem, it's easier to just, I think it's easier, too, to remember when dealing with people like that to not take it personally sometimes because it's just like, well, that's them. Like, they're the problem, you know?
Yeah.
Versus somebody just who isn't problematic or hateful, who's just uneducated.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's actually more frustrating because you realize the reason why somebody believes this is just, like, a miscommunication on information, and sometimes it's harder to teach people new information.
It can be, for sure. Like, it's, especially when they're, it's the types that are, like, they can never be wrong, so, like, it doesn't matter what you say or do, they're never gonna open their eyes to how it is.
I think it's hard, too, and you can recognize that a person is a good person. They're not trying to be a bad person. They genuinely just don't know something.
Mm-hmm.
So that, I think, can just put this frustration aspect into play where it's...
I mean, it's just like everything. It just depends on the context and the overtones, you know?
Yeah. Because, like, obviously dealing with hateful people is frustrating, but I feel like I've been able to get to the place where it's like, obviously, we shouldn't be harassed, and different people are in different places in their journey with confidence and with barefooting and other stuff, too. But at the same time, it's like a person who is just a hateful person is going to harass me. It's a lot easier to just walk away and be like, they got issues versus somebody that is an empathetic person that just doesn't understand what you're saying because of misinformation.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There's a lot of different, like, hold up, so to speak, to go with it, depending on,
but there's all kinds of different experiences of it. So both are frustrating, you know. I'm not saying that, like, I just feel like for me at this point it's a lot easier to just deal with people who are hateful because it's just like, you know what I mean, like, they're hateful, rise above it, don't listen to them, don't play into it. But I obviously also want to, like, educate and empower everybody. I mean, that's why, you know, we're sitting here doing what we do, is because we want to educate and empower people. That it's, like, hard when you feel this, especially since, you know, as a barefooter, it's something important to you, you kind of feel like this push to want to, like, just educate a person, and they may not be understanding it because you just want to educate and empower, but you have to realize that some people, like, have to be open to that information.
They don't, they don't want to be.
But there's two different types of not wanting to be open information. Some people just genuinely don't realize that they're not open to new information, while some people are just willfully ignorant. And even those can be two different things. So it's like, it's a hard battle to decide and, like, differentiate what's actually going on in these, like, these interactions and figure out, like, what's worth it and what's not.
Right. No, absolutely.
You know what?
I think
I think we should start doing this. When people ask where are our shoes, we should be like, where are your gloves?
Exactly. That's what I do, honestly. I'm like, well, you don't have to wear gloves all day to protect your hands. Why do I have to wear shoes to protect my feet?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously they're going to be a tool for some instances in terms of safety. Like, I'm not going to go barefoot to a construction site,
I'm also not going to go to a construction site.
Yeah, like, really, I'm also not going to go to a construction site in general.
But, you know what I mean? Like, yes, they are tools for certain moments, but most every day-to-day life, they are not a necessary tool.
Exactly. They're just, yeah, they're tools to be used when you need them. I don't need a hammer all day, and I don't need shoes.
Yeah. It's like going to a place of business, you know how they always say, well, you know, if you, you know, safety or what if you cut your foot, you know, and I thought about this too. So it'd be like, well, okay, well, if I cut my foot on the shelf, but you cut your hand on that same shelf, is there any difference? We talk about
exactly.
Safety.
Exactly.
Because you told me that I need to wear shoes for my safety, but you cut your hand on the shelf, so you didn't have no gloves for protection. So isn't that the same
right.
thing?
Exactly.
Or am I wrong?
I bet you'll see, or you know, I'm sure you've gotten that. I bet you wear shoes now. No. Like, you'll start telling people when they hurt their hand, I bet you start wearing gloves now. Like,
yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, people are, I don't understand. I don't get it. But,
I really don't.
It's just, yeah.
But the main thing is when somebody walks into a business, your business, and they want to shop and spend their money, just leave them alone. Me personally, just leave them alone. Now, if they're causing a riot or they strike one of the employees, and yeah, get them the hell out of there. But other than that, they're not making any trouble. Just leave them alone. Let them shop. They're not doing anything against the law. They're not doing anything against the law. But going in there, seeing what they want, spending their money, then leaving. That's all they're doing.
Yeah.
Shoes or no shoes. Just leave them alone.
Yeah. I agree. I don't understand why it's ever been an I'm going to call the cops issue over bare feet. Like, it makes zero sense to me why that's what you would, like, I mean, call the cops? Like, really? Is that serious to you? Like, I don't understand
Cops, but see, cops are to protect and serve, right? Why would you waste a cop's time like that? They could be handling other 911 calls or patrolling the streets or whatever the case may be. You're wasting the cop's time because this person has no shoes on and they're trying to tell you that it's not against the law, there's no company policy and this and that and the third, but you're literally wasting their time. They're trying to educate you, but you won't listen, and you make them look like the bad guy. And that's not cool at all. That's really, 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 really not cool.
I agree. I 100% agree. Yeah, it doesn't. I'm like, seriously, there's actual stuff that they, like you said, that they could be doing instead of debating the fact that over feet. It's not like I'm walking around with a knife in my hand or you know, visible. He's like, that obviously could be like, what's she about to do? But, like, it's my feet. What do you think I'm about to do? I'm about to go pay for my stuff and go. Like, what do you think I'm going to do? It doesn't make sense to me.
You know what? I think the discrimination conversation can come into play because, okay, what if Johnny walks into Walmart with a dress on? Are you going to be like, excuse me, sir, you're going to have to leave because you know you got a dress on and we don't think that's appropriate attire in this place of business.
Right.
I mean, my point is, well, okay, he's wearing a dress, and of course that's not normal for a guy, but he's wearing a dress. Did he do anything illegal? Does the law say that a guy can't wear a dress? Now, should a guy wear a dress? Mm-hmm. Of course, hell no. But does the law say that he can't wear a dress going to a business? You know,
right.
I mean, hell. As soon as the person behind him, or whatever, is not wearing shoes, you're ready to throw him out, that person out. Again, did that barefoot
right.
person do anything wrong? No. Did Johnny do anything wrong? No. They just want to shop, and they just want to leave. That's all they're doing. So, the fact that, okay, well, this is getting probably a little bit off topic, but yeah, people are going to wear whatever they want and not wear whatever they don't want. So to hassle a person just because them not having no shoes, I mean, is there a dress code that we're not aware of? You know, I mean, matter of fact, who says that we actually have to wear shoes inside any place of business at all?
Most of these
business, or if not all of them, they're not on private property or anything. They're open to the public.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if anybody's trying to say that, this is private property, you can't be in here barefoot. No, if it's private property, why is it open to the public? You know, is there a passcode or membership or anything like that going on that we don't know about? Somebody explain that to me.
Right. Exactly.
I think we're all at a point where, like, people just need to mind their own business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't ask those, even if it was an employee in these places, I wouldn't ask those questions. I go back to when I was about 18 years old, and I was working at a grocery store here at home, and
mm-hmm.
I remember seeing somebody walk into the store without shoes. Now, of course, me being at that age, I didn't care about it. I didn't go get the manager. I didn't do anything. I just kept on working.
Right.
I just kept on working. You know, that really didn't mean anything to me at all. It didn't mean nothing to me. So
all that tells you is their money in their shoes. That tells you.
And it's something else. I mean, the whole shirt and shoes is required. I mean, I think that's old and tired now. You know,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? It's like, if, and of course, this is the difference, I would say a slight difference between men and women. So it's like, okay, well, here's Bobby. He's in the store. He got no shirt on. But you're going to try and make him leak. Oh, yeah, we got his company policy, and there's a sign on the door. But Susie, okay, just got a bikini top on. I mean,
mm-hmm.
are you going to tell Susie to put a shirt on? Most likely you're not going to tell Susie to put a shirt on.
No.
You know? Yeah, I mean, is there any real difference other than Susie just got her nipples covered up?
No,
but she's allowed in the store. But you made Bobby move. Trying to make Bobby leave.
Right. Well, that I know it's a lot of places around the year. Like typically, if a guy rent, like especially in the summer, they don't always even make guys put shirts on. So it's like. But yet then if they want to stop me for my feet, I'm like, false information. I got to go grab this and such. You know, like,
oh, yeah, of course.
That, I'm just like, well, that's not true. Yeah. I think you've been misinformed, friend. Company policy. So it's your company policy to break the law? Okay. I don't think I want to give my money to the mafia. I mean, like, seriously, that's what it boils down to. And yes, I have used that one.
Yeah, but here's another thing. Even some store managers don't even know the company policy, and they're trying to force a policy that doesn't even exist.
Well, of course they don't. All the training they get is like an hour-long video about how to smile at a customer. Like, there's no training involved in actually knowing company policies, because they don't want you to know their policies, because then they know you know that they're ripping you off as an employee too.
Yeah.
But yet you're going to give, oh, I could go on this soapbox forever, y'all. Like, ooh.
I mean,
like, they don't want to know the actual policies, because then they'll know what full of crap they are too. Like, they want that. So they can train you for about an hour and send you on your merry way.
And you know, here's another thing. It's probably not that far off the topic, but I mean, people go barefoot for the same reason they like to be naked, pretty much. But the only difference is one is legal and one isn't.
Maybe some people.
Well, yeah.
But yeah.
It's all for the same reasons, really. Going barefoot is
boiled down
is for
sensory.
On the other side of that, it's for people's comfort.
I mean,
and enjoyment.
I don't find myself on the road. What was that last part? I'm sorry.
Going barefoot is also for our comfort and enjoyment, and you have to think that it really does feel good to me. If it makes me feel more comfortable, you know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I do run barefoot. You know, I don't do 10, 15 miles or anything. I ain't no marathon runner. I mean, my program in my mind just do 5 miles, and that's about it. But I had to work up to that. You know, too much too soon, and you would get hurt. So that's something that you have to work up to. Same thing with barefoot walking.
Right.
I mean, people will say, I go barefoot in my house, you know. But to mm-hmm. me, going barefoot in your house doesn't count. It really doesn't count. And why some people still wear shoes inside their house? And some people still wear shoes inside their house. I don't even understand that for the life of me.
Comfortable with being outside yet, so I think it still counts in a way depending on what they're barefooting for.
Well,
you know, I mean, it still counts because you're still getting the grounding effect, but I see what you mean about like the whole, it is definitely different than how we go barefoot out in the world and in public.
Yeah. I'll say this, because like I agree with what you're saying, but I also like, you can still get benefits from barefooting your home, but it's not the same like benefits you get from like being outside.
Exactly.
And it can be hard, and like, because I get like some people though too, for sensory reasons, because like we talked about how like, you know, me and Audrey are neurodivergent, and a lot of like that's a big reason why we barefoot. But there are people who are neurodivergent that, because of sensory reasons, they like can't barefoot because it's just like a sensory ick. While for me and Audrey, wearing shoes are like a sensory ick. It's like, oh, get them off me. And so it's like, but I've also found too, like for when my health is bad and I can't physically go out and about, like sitting on the floor or like making sure my feet are like placed on the floor in some way, like I can still get like grounding benefits of barefooting, but it's not the same thing or the same extent as when I'm like out in nature barefooting, or like I'm touching the grass with my feet. So like, it's definitely not the same thing, but you can still get some benefits from it. But it's But in terms of, like, building your feet up, in terms of toughness, it's not all, it's also not
it's
the same
not
going to
do,
like,
but
it's not the same thing as, like, actually barefoot. And I think that might be kind of, like, what you're, like, also trying to say.
You know, here's another, there, matter of fact, there are people out there, especially on my, I noticed this on all the ships that I've been on in the Navy, some people don't even let their feet touch the ground. You know, it's,
right.
It's kind of like, is it really gonna hurt you? You know,
yeah.
And when we're out to sea, you know, I'm on the ship, and I've been, you know, told this for many, many years, about how you know, we got this place called the, inside the ship, this place called the berthing, where we just, you know, sleep and shower and chill and stuff like that. And,
mm-hmm.
and everybody will say, well, you know, it's totally unsanitary to walk to the bathroom, to walk to the shower barefoot, to walk around the berthing barefoot. You know, and honestly, I would be quick to argue that, well, you're talking to a person that walks barefoot like everywhere. So
right.
so walking to the bathroom barefoot is not gonna hurt my feet. It's not gonna hurt me at all. You know, now is there bacteria
right.
everywhere? Of course, there's bacteria everywhere.
It's
one
of those things where really you're not comfortable doing that. Don't do it, but don't make anybody else do it. You know, if you're personally not comfortable in the bathroom without shoes,
yeah, that's a you.
That's
thing.
A you thing. Like you can do that, but don't enforce that on anybody else. Like I get what you're saying. Like it's annoying when it's like. Dude, I'm just doing my own thing. Because, like, you know, I go into public bathrooms barefoot.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yes, I think public bathrooms are gross, but I can wash my feet. It's not going to stop me from barefooting. Like you said, there's germs everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, if that was the case, everybody would wear gloves 24/7. You know, nobody carries no hand sanitizer in their pocket, although we probably should. Nobody carries a little bottle of hand sanitizer in their pocket everywhere they go.
Yeah. I have one on my purse, the right choice for you. Allow other people to make the right choice for them. I don't understand people that, like, think they need to enforce that on other people. Just because something makes you uncomfortable doesn't mean that another person is uncomfortable by it.
Or is not allowed to do it because you're uncomfortable doing it with your own body. Like, okay. Well, like the woman at the hospital one day, she's like, where are your shoes? I'm like, I don't have them. She's like, well, I wouldn't walk around on this floor without shoes. And I said, well, it's a good thing I'm not walking with your feet.
Exactly.
Like, that's all I could think to say. I'm like, okay, congratulations. Like, I get it. You wouldn't do it, but that doesn't mean I can't.
Exactly.
here's another thought, right? So let's say you walk into a bathroom and the toilets overflow and there's crap water all over. Would anybody? I know nobody would walk into the bathroom known as flooded and you got doo-doo and piss water all over the floor.
Piss water?
I mean, am I right or am I wrong?
That toilet anyway, especially because I have to sit, so I'm not going to use that bathroom anyway. Like, that's not going to happen. Or no, you can put me in platforms that put 5 feet off the ground. I'm still not going to use it.
That's what I'm saying. That's the only exception, to the rule. That, you know, like I said, the toilet just overflow. It's pissing dookie water all over it. We're not walking into that bathroom, you know, even with shoes.
Right. Yeah, I don't even think a medieval witch would walk in that bathroom. I think we're good. I think they're gonna get
people that clean up bathrooms.
The real heroes of the store, the people that clean it up. I'm gonna get them. It's like, excuse me, somebody's disgusting, please fix it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're absolutely right with that. Like nobody's gonna walk in their shoes or not is gonna walk in that bathroom. Except for the person that's getting paid to do it.
Yeah, which probably needs a raise.
Definitely needs at least a bonus for the week. It's like, man, you get $500 for every overflow toilet.
Yeah, we can all agree that's very, very disgusting.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. You know, so. And this is what, like, about too, when we were talking about, like, encouragement and empowerment is, like just what we're doing, like, giving situations, like, okay, but, like, here's how I would handle it. Here's how, you know, we all three of us would probably handle it in a different way. And that's what I like about our conversations, too, is that, like,
yeah.
It gives listeners, like, other ways to approach a situation if.
Full perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. But we all boil down to it's your personal freedom. Stand up for yourself.
Yeah.
I think all three of us can agree that we need to stand up for ourselves.
Yeah. All barefooters.
You know.
So anybody listening that's been having a hard time doing that and feeling like, you maybe don't have the right to do that. You do. You have the right to bear,
mm-hmm.
but you also have the right to stand up for yourself.
And you have the right to live your life as long as you ain't hurting anybody. Your life to live.
Yeah.
You know, and.
And we're all allowed to have our own preferences
like
and choices.
And like I always say, you know,
wait,
be kind of help when you can't be your. Hmm?
Yeah, well, everybody doesn't do good when it comes to confrontation. Even I struggle with it.
One, that's true. That's another reason, like, why I like this is kind of give people the words to, you know, that they can use if they're ever put in that situation to at least hopefully help. No, I understand. Like, I'm a confrontational person. If you come at me, I'm coming right back at you. But I understand not everybody is that way. You know, not everybody has that in them necessarily. Or I think everybody has it in them, but not everybody is comfortable with using that. So it's like, I like to give people ways, like, different things you can try to do or say to, you know, get your own point across.
Well, and there's another thing I think that just needs to be, like, validated in general for people is that you can stand up for yourself in a way that's different than the way someone else stands up for themselves.
Yeah.
Because we are different people. You know, we have our own different, like, natural flow, as in, like, our own natural.
And you don't have to be aggressive to be standing up for yourself either.
Yeah.
Assertive, yes, but aggressive, no.
Well, and some people, you know, they can be just very logical and stand up for themselves. So some people can be emotional and stand up for themselves without either one being unhealthy or toxic, but still be expressing themselves in a different way.
Right.
So you may be somebody that does get more passionate and emotional when people stand up for yourself. Not saying that you're emotionally unhealthy or emotionally mature or emotionally, like, dysregulated, but you could be, like, you know, more passionate, while another person could be a lot more, like, reserved and a lot like, okay, whatever, no,
mm-hmm.
you're wrong, while another can be a silent person and be like, you're not going to tell me what to do, like, this is my right, you know what I mean? Both instances, you know, can be standing up for yourselves, but in very different ways.
Exactly.
And as long as you are not abusing or mistreating another person in your attempt to stand up for yourself, you're not doing anything wrong. Like, stand up for yourself in a way that's right for you.
Exactly. I agree.
Oh, we're almost out of time, ladies.
Yeah, I was just going to, yeah, I was going to notice those notes in that too. We're probably about to get the 90-second warning.
Talking to you, Kevin.
That show was too
actually
fast.
So, yeah, this has been Barefoot is Legal Radio with Audrey Phoenix, and Kevin's joining us. We will be – I did not realize how long time. I apparently set the show up funky. So we will be back in next Saturday and for more of our ramblings.
Yeah, Barefoot Ramblings. You can join us next Saturday if you want to call in. You can also on Blog Talk Radio. Check us out on – Real Barefoot is Legal on Instagram, and in the bio link, there is on the Instagram, there's a link tree where you can find links to different articles and videos on barefooting information and grounding and research, as well as different links to our other social medias.
Yes, and we will, yeah. So I'm going to end it here, and we will be back next week, folks. Bye.
Live your best.